President Obama announced plans today to withdraw the bulk of U.S. forces from Iraq by August 31, 2010, and to pull out all remaining troops by the end of 2011, ending the war in Iraq and launching what he calls an era of American leadership and engagement in the Middle East. Speaking to Marines at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, Obama said he wanted to talk about how the war in Iraq would end.
Thanks in great measure to your service and your sacrifice and your family's sacrifices. The situation in Iraq has improved. Violence has been reduced substantially from the horrific sectarian killing of 2006 and 2007. Al-Qaeda in Iraq has been dealt a serious blow by our troops and Iraq's security forces, and through our partnership with Sunni Arabs.
The president's plan calls for withdrawing most of the 142,000 service members now in Iraq by the end of August of next year, leaving 35,000 to 50,000 in place until December 31, 2011, when all U.S. forces must be out of Iraq in accordance with a Status of Forces agreement negotiated last year between the Iraqi government and the Bush administration. Obama said today he intends to honor that agreement, but he said Iraq is not yet secure.
Violence will continue to be a part of life in Iraq. Too many fundamental political questions about Iraq's future remain unresolved. Too many Iraqis are still displaced or destitute. Declining oil revenues will put an added strain on a government that has difficulty delivering basic services. Not all of Iraq's neighbors are contributing to its security. Some are working at times to undermine it. And even as Iraq's government is on a sure footing, it is not yet a full partner politically and economically in the region or with the international community.
Obama said he had consulted with Defense Secretary Robert Gates, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Michael Mullen, and his generals on the ground in making his decision. He said the U.S. cannot rid Iraq of every individual who wants to harm Iraqi citizens, nor wait until Iraq's union is perfect.
As I have long said, we will retain a transitional force to carry out three distinct functions: training, equipping, and advising Iraqi security forces as long as they remain non-sectarian, conducting targeted counterterrorism missions, and protecting our ongoing civilian and military efforts within Iraq. Initially, this force will likely be made up of 35,000 to 50,000 U.S. troops.
Tampa Democrat Jim Davis served in Congress for 10 years. He voted for the authorization to go to war in the fall of 2002. He applauded the president's announcement today, saying he's fulfilling a major pledge on the campaign trail.
It looks like a wise strategy to me. He's allowing time to try to lead the Iraqis in a position to run their own country, to try to transition into other countries doing what we should have done in the first place, which is to participate in protecting their own neighborhood. And I think it's a major step. And I was struck by the fact that he did it in front of a group of Marines and their families, because our armed forces and their families have suffered immensely from these extended and frequent deployments. They've never complained, and the truth of the matter is they're just worn out. So it's really for the good of the country, the good of the world, and the good of these soldiers and their families, the president's taken this step.
Many Democrats don't think Obama is going far enough in withdrawing troops. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she thought as few as 20,000 troops could and should remain in Iraq by the end of next summer, while New York Senator Charles Schumer told today's New York Times that 50,000 is more than I would have thought. But former Tampa Congressman Jim Davis disagrees with his former colleagues.
Well, I think what's most critical here is the Commander-in-Chief has said we are leaving. And he has also reserved some discretion to himself as far as the exact timing, the exact number. There are reports the number could be as low as 35,000. I'm certain the president will be looking for ways to get it done sooner if he can. So this is not something that can be done abruptly. It's something that has to be done carefully. One of the reasons for leaving some of the troops behind is to protect the State Department folks that are there for reconstruction and other people that are there for humanitarian purposes. So I have no doubt the president intends to get this done as quickly as can responsibly be done. And the one thing the president's done today that should have happened a long, long time ago, he has finally forced the Iraqi government and people to recognize that they have to take responsibility for this ultimately.
Brian Moore is with the Nature Coast Coalition for Peace and Justice and ran as a Socialist Party ticket's presidential candidate last year. He calls the announcement to keep as many as 50,000 troops in Iraq for nearly three more years unacceptable.
It should be done sooner, and I think the fact that these 50,000 troops, some of them are involved in intelligence and special forces, so I don't kid myself that we're still in a combat mode over there, and not speaking the fact that we're really there without have a right to be there. So I really think it's delaying the inevitable and prolonging the agony and making things worse down the long run.
John Palm was with the group Tampa Iraq Moratorium and has led protests against the occupation of Iraq on a regular basis for nearly 6 years now.
Well, it's important to keep reminding all Americans that just because Obama has been elected doesn't mean that all the troops aren't home. They're all still over there, and they continue to die. I mean, they're dying at a slower pace, fortunately, but they're still over there, and they're still dying, and we still need to be reminded of that. They're paying the ultimate price, and we want to bring them home. I've been, you know, demonstrating against this war since day one. I was down near MacDill on that March 19th of 03 when it started, and I'll be the first one to be marching in a parade celebrating them all coming home. But until they are all home, we have to continue to push to make sure that they are all brought home.